You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
And he goes, no, the seatbelt sign is on. We can't move.
I got a little drunk at bingo.
So we're finished. He'll never see this face again.
Jack and I got in our first mini fight.
Back to the morgue. Until you defrost again.
Just, okay, the travel of it all. I feel like it took me 24 hours to get home from Charleston. Or no.
Oh my God.
Nashville.
Where were you?
It took me 24 hours to get home from Nashville. And I genuinely feel like I'm back in the colonial era of like the covered wagons. Like, because for them, for those people, it took them like weeks to go like a state over, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm like, you know what?
We don't have it so bad.
It could be worse. It could be worse. But like, I cannot believe my travel day. Like, I haven't had a canceled flight in probably 5+ years. And to make matters even more complicated, I've never had a middle seat. I haven't had a middle seat in like 5+ years.
Yeah, you got screwed on a variety of,
yeah,
of ways.
I have a newfound respect, a new respect for people that get the middle seat on a plane.
I mean, one pro is that luckily you have that Delta credit card so that you didn't have to be slumming it at an airport Chili's for 12 hours.
I see. I was like, the credit card did not help me when I was in the middle seat.
I was curious. No. I was like, what does Colby know that I don't know? What did the credit card give Katie in her middle seat?
No, the credit card, I guess, theoretically, the credit card could have purchased me wine, but that's really it. No. Yeah. No.
You could just get your Delta Sky Lounge intermediary.
True. True. But I'm out of guest credit, so I had to pay for Jack.
Oh, and that's expensive. It's like $50, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you know what they make you use your card to pay for it, too? Like, he couldn't even pay for himself.
I did know that, yes.
Yeah. So I was just sugar mama over here.
Well, $50 is worth it for the free stuff that you get inside.
Oh, completely worth
it. It's like a water and a coffee.
I feel like you go to one of those airport restaurants and you're getting one glass of wine and like a salad and it's $120.
No, literally.
No, it's true. It's like Disney World.
Inflation at the airport is out of control.
It's out of control.
The airport, Disney World, places like that. Sorry, my rasp will go away soon. I'm running on very little sleep.
You're fresh off the pillow.
Fresh off the pillow. Well, okay. I forget who I was telling, maybe both of you, that I didn't realize that Nashville is a 1 hour time difference until the last day I was there. I had no idea that I was on a different time zone.
To be honest, I don't think I knew that either. I was 2 years old, so.
It was
Central time. Don't feel bad.
I mean, it's 1 hour, so it's really not a big deal, but that 1 hour hurt me today. It hurt me because it's like 1 hour. We're
behind
1 hour.
Yeah, so
ahead.
Right now it's 7 a.m. in Nashville.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, but whatever. Regardless,
you made it. You're safe and sound.
Yeah. And you know what? I got an Austin, Texas sweatshirt.
Okay.
Even though I've never actually really been to the state.
You've been to the airport.
I've been to the airport and I was cold. So I now have an Austin, Texas sweatshirt.
That's fun.
So walk me through what was going on in your head when you see that your only flight option after your flight gets canceled on Sunday or on Monday, I guess, is leaving at 8:30 a.m. and getting back to the city at 5:30 p.m. Walk us through it, Kathy.
It was just atrocious. But the thing is, the reason why there was all the cancellations was because of the bad weather.
Wait, so I was also super confused about that because I told you my flight also, I mean, I was not as bad as you by any means, but my flight also got delayed like an hour. And then when we got to JFK, we sat on the tarmac for an hour. So I was supposed to get home at, I think, like, I was supposed to be in my bed at 10:30 p.m. on Monday night, so Memorial Day, and my head didn't hit the pillow until, like, 1:30 a.m.
Yeah.
But there was no bad weather. Like, I was so confused.
Well, there was bad weather in Nash... Yeah, I'm like, wait, where was I? Nashville.
Oh.
And, no, there was bad
there
weather.
There was bad weather here. All... Or it rained.
Yeah.
And maybe thundered. I don't even know.
There was bad weather all up the East Coast.
Yeah.
Mm.
And near where I was in Nashville.
Okay.
So... And there was a tornado in Texas.
What?
So Jack was so funny. He's like, of course, the state that they send us to for our connection is where there's been a tornado. So, like, we dealt with, we sat on the tarmac an hour, 2 hours. It was just like, the hours just kept adding up.
Yeah, time was a blur.
Just time was a blur. It took me over 24 hours to get from point A. Well, the most depressing thing was sitting in the lounge thinking, oh, my God, they had mac and cheese. I'm, like, having the best time of my life at the Nashville Delta Sky Lounge. We got there early. We were really relaxing, Diet Coke. And then Jack gets a text notification that our flight was canceled.
Well, it was originally delayed like 3 hours, right?
Delayed, yeah, like close to 3 hours delayed. But to be honest, we were like, whatever, you know, as long as we're getting out of here. Because Jack's brother's flight had been completely canceled as well that morning. That should have been our first clue. But we were like, nah, you're always like optimistic. You're like, it won't happen to me.
Right.
Of course not. No. But it did. And then we were like, well, what do we do now?
One thing that I've learned about you from traveling with you over the years is you're very good at accepting defeat. Like, when it happens, you're just like, all right, well,
that's
what
that.
We got to do now.
Well, like, what are you going to do?
Right. But it's completely out of your control.
There are so many different kinds of people traveling, like travel people.
Yes.
And I noticed that yesterday. Like, so I... On my flight from Austin to here, I promise I'll talk like positive things about my trip after this. You know us, we always talk about the negatives first. But anyway, so I was on this flight and I told you guys via text this, like I was going to actually punch someone in this moment because I'm sitting in the middle seat, Jack sitting in his respective middle seat. We're both middle seaters on this flight home and we land. They're like, okay, bad news, guys. You know it's bad when the pilot comes over the loudspeaker and is like, I have some bad news. And he's like, we need to sit here for probably another hour and a half because there's... So at this point, they were backed up. Like, it was because of the weather. The weather had passed, though. At JFK, they were just backed up, like, receiving planes and whatnot. So we're sitting there completely stationary. Like, the plane is not moving, but the seatbelt sign is still on. And I really have to pee all of a sudden. It like comes over me and I was trying to be so good. I hate asking strangers to get up.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you know what? Everyone's fully conscious right now. No one's sleeping. Like, and I only have one guy next to me to like ask to move. So it's like honestly a better case scenario than being in the window seat. So I tap the guy next to me. I'm like, excuse me. Like I need to go to the bathroom. Can you please get up? And he goes, no, the seatbelt sign is on. We can't move. And I'm like,
You're like, sir, we're grounded.
Well, I was already like, I already mustered up a lot of courage to ask this man to move because like that is my worst nightmare, asking anyone to do anything for me like that. Even the smallest movement of just getting up was like me inconveniencing this man. And I hate inconveniencing people. And the fact that he just like shot me down. No, I literally was so sleep deprived that I almost like I felt tears prickle in my eyes. I almost sobbed.
I like what do you have to like have in your head to not like he didn't even have to get out of his seat. He could have done like the little backwards slide up stand up so you could step over him.
Yeah,
if like, he was scared of getting in trouble himself.
I don't know.
I've never heard of somebody denying.
Yeah, what'd you
to
even
get
do
up to, for somebody to go to the bathroom?
Well, were you just like, oh, okay?
No, I had already kind of started to stand up. Because I was like, you know, like...
Oh, so you were like halfway unbuckling, well, standing up.
Yeah, I had unbuckled and I was like tapping him. You know, it's like one swift movement to be like, sorry, like, excuse me, can I get up? Because like to signal to someone that you're going to, you know, he had his headphones in. I was like starting to rise. And then he just shot me down. So I come slamming back down into my seat and I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, oh my God, I'm mortified. I was turning red, I think, in my face. And I was so mortified, but also like, fuck, I have to pee. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I was like already texting Jack from like across the row. We weren't like screaming at each other over the row. And I'm like, I don't want to text him this information right now because I know Jack's going to get, he's going to do something stupid. He's going to yell over and be like, mate, let her up. Or something. And I was like, I don't want to deal with conflict right now. Like, we're in close quarters. I cannot deal with conflict.
Yeah.
So I was just like, didn't say anything to Jack until afterwards. And he goes, afterwards, after we got off the plane and I eventually sprint to the bathroom and I make it without peeing myself. I say to Jack, I'm like, yeah, this happened on the plane. He's like, you should have just like been like, all right, well, I'm getting up with or without you getting up. You're either getting my butt in your face or you can get up. And I'm like, it's just so funny because I would never say something like that ever. I'd rather piss myself than be aggressive. But some travelers are really aggressive. This other woman on the plane, it's just funny, like the people watching, even just like in dire circumstances, this isn't even dire, but like, you know, I'm being dramatic. It's just funny to see how people react. Like some people are totally like calm, cool, collected. The guy next to me on my right, like fully missed his plane and just, he was straight chilling. He was like, whatever, I'll get the next one. Meanwhile, all these people are trying to transfer to Milan. Cause you know, New York is like a big hub for like the international.
Right.
So people like their connection, like left in 15 minutes. They're like, okay, people started to get up. Like we are about to get off the plane finally. And this one woman decides to be the mouthpiece for the whole connecting flight crew.
They all barrel off the plane.
Group. Oh my God. I just malfunctioned. Yeah. And she was like, everyone, if you don't have a connection, sit down. I'm like, that is the flight attendant's job. Right. First of all, I understand where her heart was. Like, I understand because I've had a connection before and been, like, running to the gates. So I get it. But also, I'm like, lady, like, she was yelling at people that were getting up. And I'm like, how do you know they don't have a connection?
Yeah.
Right. How do you know?
Right.
You are being obnoxious. And she kept saying it over and over again. I'm like, I'm also so hungry right now. I'm going to punch someone. I have to pee.
You have to pee. You're starving. There's a lady yelling at everyone.
Yeah. See, and now I understand why, like, the private jet thing exists. Because I can't imagine a celebrity dealing with that shit.
No.
Anyway, I made it though. And it was fine. I didn't pee myself. I'm just kind of appalled that this man was like so weird.
Yeah, that's so strange. You know what you should have done?
What?
Is you should have hit the flight attendant ringer button and been like, do we have permission to get up and use the bathroom? Because I'm going to pee my pants.
I should have done it.
Wait, that would have been so funny though. You swiftly like get rejected by this man and then all of a sudden you lift up. It's like you're tattletaling.
I would
100%
do that. It's like you're in school and you ask the person next to you to help you with something and they say no, so you call the teacher over.
That's like, true. Damn, missed opportunity. Well, whatever.
Next time.
Anyway, it was just quite the 24 hours.
It sounds like it.
But
mine definitely was not like that. But I was shook. Like when we landed in JFK, we landed in some terminal that I've never been in my entire life and had to get like escorted by some shuttle to, I guess, the main terminal. And it was 3 out of 4 of us. And so the 3 of us were waiting because our other friend was in the very back of the plane. So she kind of came off last and we just like had to get on the shuttle. And we're sitting there and I'm looking at all of the planes that had gotten delayed all day. And there were.
Did you see me?
I didn't see you.
You didn't see me?
Well, because it was like the departures out of JFK.
Oh, yeah. So like the ones that like. Oh.
And the entire board was lit up with like delay, cancel, whatever. And there were like flights from or to Rochester and New York.
Yeah.
Like from JFK to Rochester, New York. Like how far is Rochester? I feel like is it that far?
Not far.
It's got to be like a 45-minute flight, if that.
Yeah, but anyways, it's probably like up and down.
Yeah, there was a flight from Rochester and it was supposed to board at 5 p.m. and it was boarding at 12:30 a.m. like when I was at JFK.
Wait.
I was like, do you need to go to Rochester, New York that bad? Like,
you could have driven by now.
You could have called an Uber.
No. Right.
You could have biked.
Literally.
To Rochester.
Well, I think it was the fact that it was Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
And the bad weather.
Yeah.
Like double whammy. So, I mean, I'm glad that, like, the airlines are taking the precautions and not, like, flying, you know, because I had really terrible turbulence on the way out, like, actually the worst turbulence I've ever had. So I can't, like, aerodynamics and, like, planes these days, it's just crazy that, like, they can even fly in that condition.
I know.
So the fact that they weren't, I mean, I get it, but it just was, like, crushing defeat after crushing defeat, and I was like, get me home.
Wait, were you, when you felt the turbulence, were you sitting in the back of the plane or the middle of the plane? Because this is something interesting that happened in our flight that I guess makes sense, but
middle. We were like, it was a small plane, it was one of those like the two or whatever. two on each side.
Me and two of our friends were like towards the front.
We were 12.
Okay, I think we were like kind of similar on our plane.
Middle, right? I don't know.
We were like middle front just based on the size of our plane.
Yeah.
But one of our friends was in like the very back of the plane. And she was texting us and she was like, guys, like we're going down. Like I'm freaking out, like blah, 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 stuff. And I was like, what do you mean? I don't feel anything. And she allegedly felt like all this turbulence and they were like bouncing up and down. And I guess it's because she was in the back of the plane and like they feel it more.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
I guess so.
It's like the back of the bus in high school and like you'd hit a bump and everyone would go literally up in the air.
Yeah. I was having like a leisurely time. I had a middle seat though. And it was the first time I'd had a middle seat in I think like years.
Yeah, see? It keeps happening.
I know. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. The lady next to me was honestly lovely. And have you ever had like the flight attendants who are like bringing stuff to your row, like skip your row?
What?
Like you, like she was bringing us drinks and she just skipped our entire row.
Oh, skipped your row.
Somehow row 16 just got skipped right over.
Oh man. Anyway.
Maybe she thought like the other flight attendant was like gonna get, maybe that was like where they broke off or something.
Potentially. It was so random. It was like our row was the only one that she forgot.
So strange.
And the lady next to me is like, they just forgot our row. And she like gets up and storms down the walkway. And she's like, ma'am.
Different people on planes. Everyone is so, it really brings out people's true colors, like dealing with struggle in a tin can.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we made it. We survived. We're back in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thriving.
And here we are.
We're thriving.
Here we are.
Colby, are you traveling this weekend?
Not this weekend. You talking about your middle seats is reminding me about how I had to book a middle seat on Spirit 3 hours before my flight last week. Coming back from Charleston.
We're just the trio of bad flight experiences.
Yeah, well, I literally am an idiot. Like, that's what that comes down to. I booked my flight for the following week, my return flight from Charleston, and noticed 3 hours before the flight because I went to go check in for it.
Yeah.
And then had to cancel my original flight on JetBlue, and then it was like three times the price. And the Spirit option was the cheapest option. And I refused to tack on any additional costs to said Spirit flight that was already like $200. So I just sat in the back in a middle seat.
You were like, I'm just going to sit in my sorrows at
that
this point.
That flight was so short, though. And honestly, that was one of the best travel experiences that I've had recently.
On
was
Spirit.
Our flight left early and landed early, and we went straight to the gate. It wasn't like we were in a holding room or anything. Honestly, no bad things to say.
Isn't it kind of funny that Spirit has, like, such a bad rep?
Yeah.
Do you think it bothers them that they have this, like...
No.
They literally were
joking about it. Like, the flight attendants were making jokes about
it. It's just funny that they've kind of become this, like, meme.
They literally have, but maybe they like
it. EasyJet, it's like EasyJet or, like, Ryanair. How they also have, like, the same reputation.
Oh, they do? Yeah. I didn't even know that. Well, EasyJet, that's all I took when I was abroad because it was so cheap.
It's so cheap.
But...
It's cheaper than Spirit, for sure. Spirit isn't even that cheap. By the time you add on, that was the thing. That's why I was like, okay, I need to go as basic as possible. It costs more money to take on a carry-on than it did to check a bag. So I paid to check my bag and then paid for my flight. And I think I still spent over $200. Granted, the flight left in 3 hours. But, like, it was a random afternoon. Mm-hmm. I think it was, like... a Monday that wasn't a holiday.
Yeah.
To select a seat, it was like an extra $40 to get early boarding. But they have all that add-on stuff on EasyJet, too. Like, you can pay for fast boarding and whatever.
Like,
I just made
bowl.
Sure that I bought a water before, and I was fine.
Like, do they have, like, Spirit? Do they have, like, rewards members? Do they have a program?
They do, but you have to pay for it.
Well...
I think.
That's funny. But I just wonder, like, are people, like... I'm a Spirit loyalist. Like, it's just funny to think that. I don't know. Do they have good snacks?
I don't know. You have to buy them.
Oh, you're joking. With the snacks, are you free?
No, you don't get anything for free.
Wait, this is...
You literally can't even bring a bag on the plane for free. Like, you have to pay for everything.
They don't even give you, like, sun chips?
You get a personal item. No.
Do they give you a drink?
No, you have to buy it.
You're absolutely kidding. This is so...
What a business model. They definitely get people with that.
No,
they...
well, so that then by the time that you tack on everything that you buy...
You're paying
for, like
a Delta flight.
It's like the same price as a normal airline. And then I was like... Because I was doing that to begin with them. Because a bunch of people on the Bachelorette were flying Spirit round trip. and I had gone through the process, and then it was literally $50 more to book on JetBlue, so I just did that.
Jeez. Okay, this is news to me.
Yeah.
So Spirit isn't even that cheap. Like, it's just the base price that always looks cheaper, and then they get you.
Spirit's like the Chipotle of airlines.
Yeah.
But not as good. What's like a not good Chipotle? I don't know what I'm looking for here. I'm looking for like a build your own bowl like, company that's not good.
Oh, well, that's hard to find.
Spirit's like build your own bowl. You're paying for the rice. That's your seat.
Yeah.
And then you want some beans? That's an extra $100.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm putting it out there. That was my most seamless door-to-door travel experience. Like, I'm not even kidding. There was not a single delay.
Wait, are beans extra Chipotle? I thought just guac was extra.
No, you're right. That was a bad. It's not extra.
No, I get
that was a bad reference.
I get the
different proteins are a different price.
I thought that they did something new now at Chipotle, because Chipotle, I remember when a Chipotle bowl was like $6.
Oh, it is $9. No, anymore.
I
know. Yeah.
I get it like once a week because it's just such an easy meal. But that reminds me of like Sweetgreen. Did you see that they took away arugula?
Why would they do that?
I did see that, but I've been anti-Sweetgreen for like a year and a half now.
Oh, I love Sweetgreen.
See, I've actually hated Sweetgreen for like ever, because I feel like it gives you a specific smell.
Sweetgreen also, they skimp you like even on the lettuce, like the cheapest part. I don't even care about the toppings as much. Like the bowl is always half full. It's like, give me 3 Parmesan crisps, sure, but give me more lettuce. When I ask for them to put more lettuce in there, they give me a crazy look like I have 7 heads.
Well, also like on top of the bowl being very shallow, the lid is inverted.
Yeah, so like, you can't shake it.
Yeah, the lid literally has like a wall beneath it that presses into the salad. Like, it's not like you can, like, stuff the salad, you know?
I actually cannot remember the last time I had Sweetgreen, because their tomatoes also are disgusting.
This is actually a Sweetgreen hater podcast.
You guys are so funny, because I love Sweetgreen. Oh, my God.
Katie's like, I cannot relate over
there. Maybe I'll try it again today, but I literally haven't had it in so long, because I also don't allow myself to buy lunch when I go to the office as an effort to save money, but...
That's smart.
I didn't bring even a granola bar today.
They just introduced steak. Like really good marinated steak.
That's Sweetgreen.
As one of their toppings or their proteins now. But I don't know. I guess they did that to like distract from the fact that they took away arugula. Or is that like a hoax? Well, I'm just.
They said we're taking arugula. Here's some marinated steak.
No, I just like cannot believe they did that. I feel like arugula is a really popular green. I'm Googling this.
Yeah, why are they hating arugula? Maybe arugula is just like really expensive in the States right now or something. Or to import? I don't know. Where do we get arugula from? California?
There's a Reddit
literally
forum.
Literally not a single clue where that comes from.
There's a Sweetgreen Reddit forum. And there's just... The subject line is, arugula, gone. Big disappointment.
And then I think they got arugula at Cava.
Sweetgreen just dropped arugula from its menu and now the girls are fighting.
I would be too if that was like a core, like some people literally go to Sweetgreen every single day, I think. Like they have a loyal following.
Well, they have like an app, you can get points and whatever.
Yeah.
I used to do that when I worked at L'Oreal because they have one in the building.
Right.
But now I just, I don't know. It's just an easy, it fills me up. I eat like the whole bowl and I'm like, whoa, that was good.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know.
You could
Maybe
you're crazy.
Maybe.
So many people have been DMing me asking if I, like, because you know I was complaining about the office food situation. A lot of our listeners, like, I guess, work in that same WeWork
I was in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to get, like, spotted at the WeWork.
I know.
He's out.
I didn't, but, like, this one girl, I guess, works for WeWork and works out of that office who listens to us. And she was like, oh, Adam, I'm really sorry about the snack situation. But also, like, they closed... Like she DM'd me to tell me she's so sorry. I was like, it's okay, girl. Like, I'm sorry too.
That's funny.
But anyways, like that WeWork shut down anyway, so we moved yesterday into my new office, and it's like so nice.
Are you in another WeWork or a freestanding office?
It's our own space now. It looks like a hotel. Like it looks like what's that hotel by Zuzu's? The Pendry.
Yeah.
It like looks like the Pendry.
Oh, wow.
Like it's stunning.
Wait,
our office. I walked in and I was like, bro, are you kidding me? Like I literally thought I was going to walk into like, no offense, but like piece of shit. And it's like this beautiful, gorgeous hotel, basically.
Low expectations.
That's lovely.
I know.
Wait, that's exciting. Love that for you.
Yeah, that was lovely. A fresh office move the day after going to bed at whatever, 2 a.m.
How was your trip? Did you win bingo?
Yeah, tell us all about, tell everyone where you went.
Yes.
Everything.
I went to Palm Beach. I've never been to Palm Beach before. So it was a first time for me. And it's like such a gorgeous place. Have you guys been to Palm Beach before?
So beautiful.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not memorably, but there's always a chance I've been there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't visualize it in my head, but there's always a chance. I forget where I go these days.
Yeah. I've never been to Palm Beach, but like, I guess the vibe there is it's, you know, a little bit older. So the scene, like if we were to like go out, it'd be like getting a cocktail after dinner at some chic place and then being in bed by like 11:30 p.m. Like we had such a good schedule there. It was like wake up, go for a walk, do some kind of workout, like hang out by the pool for the day and then go to a dinner. And get a cocktail after dinner and then go home and watch a show.
That's the most ideal life. Like, that is how I want to be when I retire.
It was so nice. But it was so freaking hot. And I guess it's because, like, everybody during the summer leaves. And I will say, so everybody there is also so nice. Like, people just, like, stop you on the street to say hi and start talking to you and chatting you up. Also, everything was so clean. It was just, like, a very nice experience. And people, it was so funny. Like, everywhere that I went, people were DMing me who were, like, either locals to Palm Beach or live close by, and they'd be like, oh, that's the best spot. Like, there's this one specific restaurant there, Buchan. Have you heard of Buchan?
How do you spell it?
B-U-C-C-A-N.
Nope.
I don't know what the similar would be in New York, but it's, like, the spot in Palm Beach. Like, everybody goes to Buchan. It, like, everybody, like, hypes it up, too. We hated the drinks there. Like, our drinks were super watered down. We got one cocktail there and just thought it was trash. But, like, the food was amazing. The vibes were immaculate. It was just, like, the funniest scene. Because Palm Beach is notoriously, like, a very wealthy area, right? So you see kind of a lot of characters in this environment.
Probably a lot of Birkins, right?
A lot of Birkins. Like, there's, like, a mix of, like, a lot of flash. And that, have you ever seen, like, the TikTok class of Palm Beach?
Of course.
Yeah, that's like my favorite TikTok.
And I follow Sue Bell.
Yeah. Oh my God. Love Sue Bell. I didn't run into Sue Bell.
Oh my God.
I was sad. I didn't run into Sue Bell anywhere we went. But she's perfect.
Yeah.
But anyways, like everybody in Palm Beach like dresses really well and preppy and like it's just so put together. And at Buchan, like lo and behold, it's kind of like the scene. Like everybody there is like, dressed to the nines. There's clearly like, I don't know, like a lot going on there. Apparently it's like where men bring their mistresses. Like it's just like a like sexy little spot.
Wait, I just Googled it.
Buchan.
It's pretty.
Yeah, but it's gorge.
I can't get a feel for what the food is. What kind is it? What kind of?
I couldn't even tell you, honestly. It's kind cuisine. Of like a, like we got this Thai grilled chicken. We got a burger.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Kind of just like a mix of things.
Don't mind me. Just
did you guys
up the
go
menu.
To Lola 41?
We didn't. We were going to go to Lola 41.
Literally my favorite restaurant.
Yeah. I think one of our friends had been there before and said it was really good. But
it's unbelievable. They have it on Nantucket. Oh, they have it in Boston.
Yeah.
They just opened one in Naples. It's literally, it's so good.
It's sushi, right?
Yeah, but they also have incredible burgers and just like regular seafood. It's so good. And they have this spicy watermelon drink that's delicious. I think it's called like the spicy flamingo or something.
Oh, that sounds so good. I actually had the best drink that I've ever had in my entire life. And whoa. It was at bingo. I then proceeded, I'll tell this in a second, but we went to bingo at the Colony Hotel.
I love
you
the Colony.
Lived your
so
best,
funny.
Your best elderly life.
Yeah, so I really wanted to go to the Colony. I was like, it's so pretty. Like, I feel like we should get lunch there.
Is that a hotel?
It's a hotel.
Okay.
It's a very like pink flamingo-y hotel in Palm Beach.
I've seen this. Yes.
You've definitely seen it on social media. And so they have like this really pretty pool and they do bingo every Sundays from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. You heard it here first. You should definitely go. It was so much fun.
I love bingo.
And so, you know, you do bingo, you order some bites and you get some drinks. And they had this one specific drink that I was literally obsessed with. It was like rosé, tequila, club soda, and then like maybe like strawberry puree or something like that mixed up. It was like a pink drink that I posted. I think I posted it in my little photo dump if you see it. But it was like the best drink I've ever had in my entire life. And then I got a little drunk at bingo. So I was a little lit up at bingo, to be
drunk
honest.
Drunk at bingo.
Yeah. And so me and the waitress were having like a little kiki and like we were just hanging out and the waitress was over. And I guess like I half dropped my glass, but I caught it. And I think with the force of me catching my glass and like setting it on the table, I shattered it into a million pieces. So I actually ended up losing my entire drink.
Oh my God. You got lit and destructive at bingo.
My tall wine glass turned into a short wine glass very quickly.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
And my waitress, my girl, she was like, oh, my God, are you okay? I was like, yeah, but my drink's all over my pants.
So, all over your pants.
Oh, I was soaked. Sopping wet. And we still had to go to the Breakers after. Yeah, we had a whole plan after that. And I was just sopping wet in tequila and rosé. And
oh, man.
I was like, I deserve this, actually.
No, so, you don't. No I one did. Deserves wet,
unfortunate.
Wet
I was getting too lit at bingo. And you know what? Lo and behold,
that's
I got what I deserved.
That's what bingo is for.
But yeah, so fun. If you're ever in Palm Beach, highly recommend Bingo with the Colony.
Who won?
We didn't. This one table, I swear, this girl won like at least 3 out of 7 rounds that we did.
It's rigged.
What was the prize?
They were giving coupons to the colony.
Oh.
But it was kind of funny. It's like, on your next purchase that isn't this one.
Right.
So it was like, you got to come back.
It wasn't like a drink ticket.
So regulars. Like, it's going to benefit regulars.
Yeah, yeah. Like, if you're coming to the colony, like, maybe if you are staying at the hotel or something and you want to come tomorrow and sit by the pool. You
that's
know,
funny. Oh, that's my God. The vibe. Okay.
But it was fun. And so I think I, like, texted you guys, but I ran into all these people that I know from the city randomly, kind of, in different ways. Like, I ran into one of my friends from the city that I told you about at a bar. And then this guy who I wanted to date with, like, I feel like it was kind of a recent one. I think we called him Goldman Sachs, maybe. It was when we went to that bar, and there was not a single soul in the bar. It was literally just me and him. And we got the cheese board and the drinks. This spring and summer, we want skimpy wireless bills and fat wallets. And with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month, Mint Mobile has you covered.
Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. This year, skip breaking a sweat and breaking the bank. Get your summer savings and shop premium wireless plans at mintmobile.com/matchmade. That's mintmobile.com/matchmade.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month, 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customer offer for the first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, I think we called him the cheese board guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheese board guy?
Yeah.
All right,
The place in the West Village.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
I forget.
Ampersand?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Ampersand?
It was the one that's like close to the park.
Yeah.
And I think I told you guys, like, he picked it out. We walked in and we were quite literally the only people
there. It's by Core Power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was the good date. It was like an hour and a half, easy in, easy out. We both had plans after.
And then, what ended up happening? Like,
so it just kind of fizzled out. Like, he was traveling and he texted me and he was like, would love to see you again. And I was like, yeah, cool, had a good time, whatever, let's see each other again.
I can't remember if you liked him or not.
Yeah, me neither.
I did, I ended up liking him more than I thought I was going to.
Right.
Yeah.
How did you meet again? You met at a bar.
So this is actually, this will probably give it away. This was a guy that I matched with on Riot like 3 years ago at this point, or 2 years ago at this point, and we didn't end up going on a date until 2 years later.
This will give it away.
Yeah,
it's like every other person.
Yeah, literally every person you've ever referenced.
I'm sorry, that gives nothing.
That's not jogging my memory.
Dang, guys, I really thought that I was gonna give it to you.
The cheese board element gives me.
I remember the story, but I don't remember any of the details, the supporting details.
Oh, you bringing up someone from your past?
Right.
Shocking.
Okay, I'm so glad that I started this Wednesday morning with an Adam Rose. Thank you.
My favorite guy. Okay, so you saw him in Palm Beach.
So on Palm Beach, like, I think it, or I'm not on Palm Beach, on Riot shows you when you're traveling or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I guess he saw that I was in Palm Beach. He also follows me on Instagram, so maybe he saw it from there.
Yeah.
But what was kind of funny is he has my number. This definitely means he didn't save it, but it's fine because I didn't save his number either. But anyways, he messaged me on Riot and was like, we're both here or something like that.
Or maybe he didn't want to like seem creepy and be like, I saw on Riot that you're in Palm Beach.
Yeah, potentially. And so he just said, you know, what are your plans? We should meet up, like me and my friends. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like, I'm with my friends and they're single and I know his friends are hot. Because I think one of the things that I think I told you guys after our date forever ago is all of his friends are like really hot.
Yeah.
And really cool.
I remember you saying that he has a lot of straight friends.
Yes. Exactly. So okay. He's a lot of like straight friends that are really hot. And I was like, oh, perfect. Like I have my girlfriends who are also majority single. Like we can go meet up with him and his friends and it'll be casual. He was like, because I told him that we were going to the Breakers, which is also a hotel in Palm Beach. And they have a lot of restaurants in the Breakers. So HMF, which is like this like sexy little bar. And then the Seafood Bar, which you also may have seen on Instagram because the aquarium is like the bar. So the bar top is like an aquarium with a lot of little fish swimming in it and stuff like that.
Wow. They've
you may
really,
not have seen it, but
they've really figured it out here. Like,
but no, Palm Beach is the spot.
Aesthetically,
like,
they've really
am obsessed.
Nailed down their aesthetic.
But anyways, I told him, I was like, oh, we're going to go to the Seafood Bar at at the Breakers. And he was like, oh, perfect. We're going to HMF. So let's meet up. HMF is in the Breakers. So it's like in the same hotel, just on the opposite side.
I see. Okay. Yep. So it's like close proximity.
Yeah. So we were going to meet up. And this was like the previous night when I was out is when we were texting about this. And he was like, okay, cool. Do you still have my number? Like text me in the morning and we can coordinate or whatever. And so I texted in the morning. I was like reporting for my coordination duties and we were texting all day. But then he like died off. Like he was like texting me back once every 3 hours. And then at that point I was like, I'm not doing this. I was like, you're not giving me anything. I'm just.
Okay. So what was the point of all that then?
That's what I was thinking. And I was telling the girls, I was like, wait, what the fuck was the point? Like, I'm not going to like bang down this guy's door to meet me out wherever we go, you know?
Do you think he was like when he first messaged you, he was like really drunk?
Maybe.
Because I feel like I've done personally.
Where he was like feeling flirty and then he was like, nah.
And then you're like, wait a minute. Nah.
I just want to chill.
Once the drink wears off, you're like, that wasn't me. That was my alter ego.
That was Patricia.
That was my alter ego.
Like, when did he message me? I guess it was 11:38 p.m. He said, we're both here.
I bet.
Yeah, so he was feeling a little frisky, risky.
Also, what kind of message is that? We're both here.
Right. How flirty.
So weird. That, so random.
It's giving drunk. It's giving drunk one-liner.
But still, like, you made the effort to reach out, like at least just, I don't know.
Some response.
Give something.
Yeah, be like, sorry.
You initiated it.
Like literally the progression of this, he said, we're both here. I said, twins, what are your plans? So generally hanging, pretty chill. How about you? And then I just told him like what our plans were. And he said, oh, cool. We might do HMF tomorrow, which is what I told you guys. Do you have my number? Gives me his number. Maybe we coordinate. And so the next morning I texted him and we were texting like a little bit back and forth about a plan, but there was no like concrete plan and he was not following up on it or giving me anything and replying once every 3 hours.
Maybe their plans just like changed or something.
Yeah. Because you know, that's also happened like where, I don't know. Like
he wasn't in control of the plan. Maybe like somebody else.
And he didn't want to admit that he wasn't in control of the plan because that's like an unsexy thing to admit. That like, and he couldn't successfully convince his friends to do that. And he probably was like, well, there goes that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, literally.
Swing and a miss.
He was like, what are you guys doing tonight? And then I told him, I texted him back like within 30 minutes. Like I wasn't playing any games or anything. And then after that, he texted me 4 hours later.
Ugh.
Telling me where his dinner was. And then he said, this place for dinner tonight, then TBD. That's all I got. I was like, I'm not texting you back. We're done.
Maybe they were also like not going out that night because they were so hung from the night before.
Yeah, maybe.
And he didn't want to admit that either. Maybe. Like boys are so weird. Like just like not wanting to admit the truth because it would like how it would make them look. And so they'd rather just ghost you.
I was so confused. I was like, I am not texting you back at this
point. No, that is really confusing
and
weird.
That doesn't warrant a response.
Yeah. So we're finished. He'll never see this face again.
Charcuterie will never he'll never work in this
town. RIP back to the graveyard.
He'll never work in this town again.
Back to the morgue. Until you defrost again.
That'll be me in 2 weeks. I'll be like, oh, by the way, guys, I'm getting a drink with him again.
Literally.
Back in the freezer he goes. Yeah.
And then I'll be like, remember that guy from my past? You'll be like,
from 5 years
which
ago.
One?
We'll be like, which one? You got to give us more details.
But yeah, overall, Palm Beach was like so much fun. Quite the characters in Florida. Like even when you're in like one of the wealthiest zip codes in the United States, like still like
Florida,
the most random
strange
Floridian people ever.
I love that.
Such a strange yet magical place.
Like there was this one guy at this bar, clearly like had some cash. Like he was wearing like a really nice watch that I noticed. Like I like notice these things.
We know.
Notices
we know
these things.
I appreciate a really nice watch.
I would never know. I would not know. Like if I can't see the logo, I wouldn't know a Michael Kors from a Cartier, literally.
Yeah.
Literally. Unless
oh my God,
I could
Michael
see the logo.
Michael Kors watches, that is such a throwback.
Yeah, but like, you know how they're like flashy?
Yeah, that was the thing to have in like seventh grade.
Yeah, the
a rose gold Michael Kors watch.
Oh yeah, I had one.
Yeah.
I had one.
No, this guy was wearing like a really, really nice Rolex.
Do you have a photo?
I have a photo of the guy.
You are so creepy.
Well, no. My friend sent it to me because I told you I ran into my friend at this bar.
Oh, okay. Yes.
And I was texting her and I was like, they're quite the characters here. Like it was a mix of people like in swim shorts and then chicks in like 10-inch stiletto heels.
Oh my God.
Like rummaging around with like the fakest boobs you've ever seen in your entire life. Like literally pointed to the skies, like crazy things. Right. And then there's this guy that she sent me and I was like, that is the funniest thing ever. And I look over and I saw the guy's watch and I was like, oh damn, like that guy has to have some cash. And this is the t-shirt he's wearing. It says MILF, man, I love felines with 9 cats on it.
What?
Wow.
What does that even
mean? I wish
the
people could see this. I have no idea.
Is he older?
Yes.
God, I can't wait to be retired and like just truly not give a fuck. It sounds like someone gave him that shirt as a joke, and he was like, yes. He probably gets a lot of attention.
Oh, I get it. Like MILF instead of...
Yes.
Oh, I get it now, too. Yeah, I don't think I got it before.
I just said it out loud, and then it was like, oh, MILF.
You guys, what?
I know. That was, like, pretty blonde of me.
A new acronym.
It is first thing in the morning.
MILF, yeah. Man, I love felines. Wow, yeah, so anyways.
Oh, felines. I thought you said females.
Was it? Let me confirm.
I'm glitching. I really can't.
I really thought you said, too. Man, I love females.
Oh, no. Man, I love felines. And then it was a picture of 9 cats on it.
Yeah. I was like, I was like, him and his girls in stilettos wearing that shirt. I was like, that tracks.
I guess, like, we'll listen to it back and see if I said females. Maybe I did say females, but it says felines.
I probably heard you wrong.
No, I think you said felines. Because I don't know. Wait, I just remembered that we didn't do the introduction to the episode, did we?
Oh, yeah, and we're like way deep in.
You guys, it's first thing in the morning as we're recording this.
Yes.
And we're bruised.
Yes. Welcome back new episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Kate.
Wait, just start over.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. Girls, how are we doing?
Well, you already know.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, the people know.
Yeah. Sorry for those who've been holding out for the introduction.
Don't you guys worry. We haven't forgotten a really long time.
Yeah. At this point. I don't know. I mean, you guys know who we are. You know what the podcast is at this point.
You do. It's a bunch of jumble, jumble, jumble.
Oh, yeah.
A bunch of yip-yapping.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Katie, how was your trip? It was the first trip with your boyfriend's family. I mean, technically, obviously, you guys did London. But,
yes.
Like, this was your first trip without your parents and your family.
Yeah.
Right?
I was one of the Allen family.
You were.
That's Jack's last name, if you don't know.
Katie Allen.
It was the craziest thing, like, just being in Nashville, like, this very American city with all Brits. Like, and it wasn't just, it was his parents, his sister, her husband, his brother, and their aunt. Their 70-year-old aunt. And like the whole squad, and they were absolute menaces. Like,
what made them choose Nashville?
They love Nashville.
Oh, they've been.
They go to Nashville all the time. They love the live music. They love country music.
That's amazing.
It's just the most interesting thing. Like having these like super British people like sipping their English breakfast tea during the day, and then like hitting Broadway at night. And his dad and like his family, they are like they are tanks. Like they will go and be out drinking until like 2:33 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thing about the Brits.
Well, they like to party. I mean, I loved it. It was so fun, but I was like, oh my God, guys. We were there for 5 days. Like, I was tired.
That's a long time.
Yeah, that's
and
a very long time.
The family,
time.
No, but it was really great. We had an Airbnb, big Airbnb for all of us, and like, it was really lovely. I mean, it's really nice when like, it's funny because I feel like his family is very similar to mine. In that,
yeah, I feel like whenever you talk stories about their family, yeah. I'm like, that is such a parallel to Katie's
yes.
family.
Yes, like the classic, like funny dad that loves beer, and then like this, like the cute, like wholesome mom. Like that is like his exact family dynamic. Obviously, I only have one sibling, but I felt such a, and I met his sister for the first time. I've only been like friends with her on Instagram, and she was great. I'm just like, this is great. Like, this could not, nothing went wrong. There was not one, again,
until the flight.
Classic me, until the flight. But, like, nothing went wrong in terms of the dynamic. Like, I was worried that, like, maybe I'd get too comfortable and I'd say something that would offend someone. Or, like, I don't know. Like, you just always set yourself up for, like, or someone not liking you. And, no, it was like, oh, and I guess there was one other thing.
I'm scared.
Jack gave me permission to share this. Okay.
Okay.
This Airbnb was two floors or three floors technically. There was like the downstairs stairs up to the second floor, which is all the bedrooms, and then third floor was one extra bedroom, which is where Dan slept, and then there was like an outdoor space. It was really nice.
Yeah,
but you could tell this Airbnb was like one of those where they truly have it as an investment property. Like, it's no one actually lives there. Mm-hmm. It's just like an Airbnb property. So like, it was like already kind of dinged up, to be honest. I felt like there was a lot of bachelor parties there, like whatever, but it was still very nice and huge. So there was three stories, two sets of stairs. And on, I guess, what was it? The last night we were there. Yeah. The last night we were supposed to be there. Obviously Jack and I stayed an extra day,
mm-hmm.
not on purpose, but the last night we were supposed to be there, we were all honestly burnt out from Broadway. Like, Broadway is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. If I lived in Nashville, truly, I could not live anywhere near Broadway, and I probably would never go.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they say.
Yeah.
That, like, they avoid it.
It's like the Times Square of Nashville. And it was so much fun, don't get me wrong, but I was also like, I could never do this like every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There's just simply no way. But so we were burnt out, and we convinced his dad to stay home. His dad was like, come on, guys, we got to go to Broadway. And he's like, Jack's like, come on, Dad, chill out. So we did a roast dinner. It was Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
English people are known for their like roast dinners.
Well, yeah, I think we talked about that girl on the podcast that I was obsessed with.
Oh, yeah.
Does the Sunday roast.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, it's a thing. It's like this.
The Yorkie puddings.
Yes, and Yorkshire pudding, which I just learned.
Yorkie pudding.
That's what she calls it in the TikToks.
They do call it that.
Imagining it's like the dog. Yeah.
Yorkie pudding.
Yeah.
No, I didn't realize Yorkshire pudding is not sweet. It is savory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack made it the other day.
And they like put gravy all over it.
Oh, and it's so fucking good. My God. It's like my kind of meal.
Yeah.
It's like so like comfort foodie. We had like a roast. We went to the farmer's market. So we were like well fed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the wine started flowing. We had many bottles of wine, and we had decided to go sit on the roof because it was a really nice night. And just like drink and chat and listen to music and whatever. So we're up there, and then we run out of wine. And I'm like, Jack, order some more. We were just like ordering. Oh, Drizzly's officially dead at this point.
Right.
So we were, you know, which is sad. Rip Drizzly.
R.I.P.
Our sponsor. Rip. So we were just ordering it on like, you know, whatever, Uber Eats or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We get up to go get the delivery downstairs. And I don't know why I went with him. Like, I didn't have to go with him.
Just fall down the stairs.
We get to the stairwell. He's holding a glass of wine in his hand. He takes one step. And
oh my God, that's awful.
His new socks. So I noticed, like, once we got back upstairs, no one else was wearing socks. Like, because
mm-hmm.
on these, like, slick wooden stairs, like, that is bold to wear socks,
like,
you know,
disaster, yeah.
Like, that is the kind of environment where you would just like take your socks off because you're like, this is too treacherous for
mm-hmm.
for the socks. He full-on like takes one step. We had like only had one glass of wine at this point. He wasn't even like drunk, and mm-hmm. he just goes down on his ass.
Oh my
down
God.
The stairs. The wine goes flying all over the walls, splat splat on either wall. And I witnessed the entire thing.
Were you dying laughing, or were you like, oh my God, Jack?
I would not be good in that situation. I would be heeled over, like, silent laughing.
Same. No, I'm like the most inappropriate laugher, too.
The thing is, because I noticed, like, I was like watching it happen, obviously. It was
in slow motion.
It happened so quickly that I had no time to react at all. So I was just like making sure he didn't hit his head or anything.
Right.
And then once I realized that he was like, fine, then I started to laugh. But he looks at me, he goes, you don't tell anyone. Or like he says something along the lines of like, did anyone notice? Did anyone see? Or whatever. Because his biggest fear, of course, is his brother and his dad like making fun of him. And I'm like, Jack, it's a little too late for that. Because I point to the walls. There's red wine all over the walls.
Oh, no.
All over. He still had the cup in his hand.
Good.
Nothing shattered. But he went down and like severely bruised his butt.
Also, probably not a silent fall.
No, it wasn't silent. Everyone came running. It was a whole thing. Whole thing. His mom got the ice pack. It was a whole thing.
Oh my God, Jack's like icing his ass.
No, and he was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
Oh no.
It's hilarious.
Now we laugh about it. He told me I could talk about it on the podcast because the reason why I wanted to bring it up is because it gave me like flashbacks to that one guy I went on dates with that got hit by the bike, remember?
Yeah.
And it was such an ick for me that I like could not continue seeing him because I could not like picture him getting hit by a bike and like think he's so hot.
Was Jack falling down the stairs an ick for you?
No, it was hilarious, and I still love him, which is crazy.
Thank God.
So it just goes to show, like, the person that you love doing something embarrassing, like, you know, It was just funny.
This too shall pass.
Oh, and now I'm going to keep bringing... Oh, okay. So the trip was lovely. Everything was great. Except Jack and I got in our first mini fight. Okay, I know this is news because, like, we've never fought ever. Yeah.
What was it about? Tea.
So tell me if I was overreacting. Because there is a chance I was overreacting.
Do we have permission to be brutally honest?
Yep, you have permission.
Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So day one goes by. This was when I so I'd never met his aunt, never met his sister, never met his sister's husband. So like the meet and greet was occurring and it was like, you know, people got there different times during the day. So we hung out a bit at the house, went to Broadway, had like a pretty relaxed first night, mm-hmm. got barbecue, whatever, went to bed. The next morning rose around. So like that day was kind of like a trial run of like meeting everyone. The next day was going to be when like, you know, I got more into the conversation and like got to know people better. Mm-hmm. And mind you, I'd met his parents in London, but I didn't really get any like one-on-one time with them because I was with my family too. So I was still really new to this group of people. Like Dan, I knew well, but he wasn't getting there until a day later. So really the only person I knew was Jack. Mm-hmm. So we wake up the next day. Mind you, Jack went to college in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. So he has a lot of friends that live in Nashville. And he was chatting with them and he was like, let's meet up. Like he had met up with one of his friends met us out in Broadway the night before, loved this guy that he knows. And so he's like, other friends, whatever. We wake up on the next day and he's like, oh my God, like I'm gonna go golfing. And I'm like, oh my God, no, you're not. You're not fucking leaving me.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
And he goes, no, I'm going golfing. My friend Jesse like wants to go golfing. And I'm like, how long are you gonna be gone for that? And he's like, well, we're just going to do 9 holes, which is half of the usual. And he's like, it's going to take like an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And I'm like, and he's telling me this information at 10 a.m. So like that, I'm just like picturing, I'm like, that's like during lunchtime. Like, what am I going to do? Like with your family, like, which no shade to the family. I just felt really awkward about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jack, how dare you? But of course I'm like thinking to myself, like I expressed to him that I'm like, you're going to leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like I said that. And I figured then he would be like, oh no, no. Like I won't go. Like I'm just joking. Cause he jokes about golfing all the time. He's like, oh, I'm going to go golfing. Like, I'm like, no, you're not. You're not. You're just being funny. But then he like gets out of bed and starts getting dressed to go golfing and he goes golfing. And I'm just sitting there in shock. I'm like, he just left me.
I think, like, on first day, I'd be upset about that, too.
So I start just, like, getting ready, and then I go, and like, downstairs. And his family is so lovely. They're so nice. They make me toast and, like, tea. And his mom is so sweet. They're so great, okay? But I was, like, pissed.
I would be.
But, of course, I was trying to, like, hide it. So, and his sister is like, oh, where's Jack? And I'm like, he went golfing. And she goes, what the fuck? He left you? He left you to go golfing?
Okay, so she validated.
So she was pissed. She was like... I didn't even say that I was pissed first. Yeah. She did. So then she's like, was going to get breakfast with her husband, just the two of them. And she's like, do you want to come with us? And I'm like, I'm good. I'll, cause like the other group, like her parents and like aunt were going to Broadway to go sit and eat chicken tenders and watch someone perform. And I'm like, thinking about which of the two options would be like less like of me just feeling awkward. And I'm like, I think live music would make me feel less awkward. Like, cause I don't
less
need to like
talking necessary.
Like, and don't get me wrong. I love his sister, but like, this was the first day of like actually meeting her. And I was like, I think I need to like hang with the parents right now. Like, I feel like that would be less stressful for me. So I go and hang out. I get in a car. We go to Broadway, me, his mom, his dad, and his aunt. And I'm just like, what has my life come to? My boyfriend, who I'm on his family vacation, left me to go golfing. I'm like, oh my God, I am so upset right now.
No, that would send me to a place.
No, I'm so angry. So we
also
get there.
It's like the first time you guys are doing this.
I know. Yeah. I know. If this was a different trip, like now that I know them well, I'd be perfectly... And you know what? Upon further inflection on my part, I was like, I really think it would have been fine if he had had a conversation with me about it. Like, if I felt involved in the decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Instead of, like, just waking up.
Do you mind if I go golfing?
No, he didn't even say that. He said, I'm going golfing.
No, I know. That's what I mean.
If he had. Yes. No, literally, any part about it, if that had been a question. So, I fully just don't even tell him where I'm going. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm like, I'm going to go out with your parents. And I had like several beers. I'm like, you know, I'm going to make the most of this. I'm in Nashville with a very loving family. Like, I have a time. He then like comes and meets us. And I give him the silent treatment, my best cold shoulder. I am like, fuck you. So I just like, don't talk to him. I don't look him in the eye. And he's like looking at me and he's like, oh, fuck. Like, he knows. Yeah. He knows he fucked up. And I'm like, perfect. He needs to know because this is never happening again.
He will never golf again.
No, like in this way, without discussing it with me, never again. And so whatever, I'm giving him the cold shoulder. He's like, he's trying to make me laugh. He's like bringing up like stories to his parents about like times where I was a great person. Like he's trying to like butter me up and it's not fucking working. I'm like, no. So then, but I'm like also like, I am like, my blood is boiling.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, but I also do. Like, I also do want to like tell him how much he pissed me off if it wasn't already clear.
Yeah.
So we get to this other bar. We like sit there for a while. Then we go to another bar where it's like a bit less like sit down. Like I could talk to him without his parents hearing, like that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And he's like with me, he's like, do you want another beer? Like whatever. But I'm like, Jack, I can't believe you left me to golf on your family vacation. Like I just tell him that. I'm like, I can't believe you did that. And he's like, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Like next time I'll talk to you. And I'm like, yeah, next time you will talk to me. Like, this is annoying. But then of course, for some reason, my body, I was still having like a visceral reaction to this. Like I could not touch him. I was like, no, do not touch me.
You were like, don't look
at me. Do not look at me.
Yeah.
I was just so, I'm like, this is just so annoying.
Yeah.
That you, like, I hate that feeling of being like, alone on like when I don't know anyone.
I would have felt awkward too, for sure. Anyway, I think you're very valid for that.
So I was, thank you. So I was just like, you know, going through it with that. And then of course, like we get back, his sister meets up with us, mm-hmm. and gives him a talking to.
Oh, really?
And then I think he starts to realize like his family, his dad started getting in on the joke. Like everyone was like, Jack, like how dare you go golfing, like sort of thing. So it was just like a theme the rest of the weekend. He kept getting like repetitively beat up over it, the fact that he did that. So he will never do it again.
It's always golf. But,
no,
it's
I was
literally
so
always golf
is the root of all evil.
Literally.
No, I wonder how many marriages golf has broken up.
I would
presumably
argue
a lot.
No, I was just appalled. But
there's got to be a study.
Yeah, we had
golf
our first
is just a
fight.
Crazy activity. Like, what else do you do that? You leave your house at like 6 a.m. for a tea time and it's normal to walk through the door hammered at 4.
I know. No, it's true. It's true.
Also, it's not like really a physical activity. Like you're getting
driven
around.
Swing the club and sit back down in your golf cart and drive.
Yeah. It's only physical if you walk, which he claims he didn't. He didn't
touch the golf cart.
He didn't get in the golf cart. He walked, he says. I don't know.
Okay, he's like, I'm getting my steps in.
I believe him, but when it comes to golf, I'm like, I'm just pissed. Anyway, long story short, and then he apologized again, like, later on, just like, one-on-one to me. I think he felt very bad.
I'm sure.
I think once he realized how, like, because he knows his family. He knows his family's great, but I don't know that.
Yeah.
I don't know that, like...
Well, it would have just been nice for you to have him as a crutch to kind of, like, help acclimate you to the family before
it.
Leaving you alone to do activities with them.
And I know he won't do it again. But I made him feel sufficiently bad.
Good.
But I just like can't believe. Anyway, I was like, are we gonna break up over this?
Oh my god.
Of course. No, that was just me spiraling. I'm like, is this gonna be a thing that he's gonna choose golf over me?
I love what Katie's like, we got in a little mini fight and then Katie's like, we need to end.
Yeah.
My boyfriend left me to golf. Anyway, I still
it's
love
okay.
It.
You survived.
He fell down the stairs. It was karma.
Did he fall down the stairs after leaving you?
Oh,
for
yeah.
Oh, he did. Oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. So that is karma.
No, it was karma. And now he's a bruised ass. Karma.
And you got to laugh about it. So you got what you needed.
Oh, I got so many laughs. And honestly, the trip was so great. I bought new boots. I got
you got
blue,
your little Tiffany blue
little
boots.
Little blue boots.
So cute.
Yeah, and it was really fun. And that was my weekend.
I love it. And then meanwhile, Colby walked like 16,000 miles.
Yeah, Colb, what did you do Memorial Day weekend?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Well, actually, Friday, one of my friends, Sophie, from work, ended up not going home Friday night. She stayed until Saturday morning. So we went and got a drink Friday night. So I had a little bit of social interaction because my roommates had left on Thursday.
Yeah.
And literally... come 10 p.m. on Thursday night, I resorted to, like, looking up buses to Boston because I was like, I can't be here by myself. I was, like, actually starting to spiral. And then I talked myself off the ledge. I was not spending over $100 on a bus to Boston to sit in traffic. So I stayed here, came to terms with it, woke up on Saturday, went for a walk, and then I went to Pilates with Magda on the Upper West Side both Sunday and Monday and got my ass kicked. Honestly, I cannot recommend that class enough. She just moved to a new studio with four reformers, so it's like very private feeling. Mm-hmm. And so if you're new to Pilates, I mean, it's definitely not a big beginner class. It's so hard. But she tailors everything to the people in the class, and it's very, like, one-on-one feeling.
Yeah.
And so, like, if you're either intimidated by group workout classes or have, like, been wanting to try Pilates but aren't wanting to, like, dive into a 30-person class, I, like, seriously cannot recommend it enough. And it's more affordable than the bigger studios.
Tell what her username is.
Supporting small business.
Yeah, tell the people, the local people.
I think, hold on.
I actually, Colby got me to take her class once, and Danielle, we went, and I'm like, I am a total beginner.
Yeah.
And she catered the things to me.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know, I was trying to hold something in between my legs, and I dropped it, and I was so mortified, and she's like, don't worry. But then she does kick your ass. She's like, keep going, yeah. Keep going.
She's like, oh, I know it's really hard. Keep going. Mags Pilates.
Mags Pilates, okay.
That's her username, but... Yeah, so that was great. That was my activity for the day. I went on Monday and walked around Central Park after.
What was like the total? You did like 55 miles, didn't you?
I think I walked over 60 miles the whole weekend.
That's insane.
But it was beautiful. How? Like, it was beautiful out, which helped.
Yeah.
Like, Saturday, because I didn't want to be inside. And yeah. Also, this happens every single time that I'm alone for too long. And literally, it was 3 days, so I don't know why I am complaining. But I literally cannot get off my phone now, and it's so bad. Like, I'm not depressed or anything, but, like, literally, when I am alone, all that I do is, like, stare on my phone, like, even if there's nothing left to refresh. Like, I don't even know what I'm looking at some point. And, like, I'm still in that habit, and I think I need to, like, go on Do Not Disturb for a day and just not look at my phone and forget it exists to, like, get back to an equilibrium. I don't even want to see my screen time for this past weekend because, I went for walks, but when I was not, like, actively moving because I, like, get motion sickness if I'm even texting when I'm walking, I was on my phone.
I think that's completely valid. I feel like I would be doing the same exact thing.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do.
But you need to get one of those boxes that locks your phone, you know? Yeah. Wait, but you built your shoe shelf.
Oh my God, I did. Thank you for bringing that
Colby
up.
Colby has a shoe shelf.
I did. I finally built my shoe rack.
Shoe rack.
And I cleaned my room. My shoes no longer go to die on the floor of my closet, which is nice.
Yeah, see? That was productive.
That was very productive. And I'm trying to think if I did anything else. I got a little tan.
You
did. I
have
a crazy biker shorts tan line from sitting outside.
That'll even out quickly.
Yeah.
You tan so well. I'm really jealous.
Yeah, you really do.
Thank you.
My self-tanner is tragic at the moment.
Yeah, I have like four different sports bra tan lines from the weekend.
Well,
also.
I feel like we've also entered that time where like we're going on, like you're going to Mexico.
I go to Mexico
and
on
I'm
Saturday.
Going to the Bahamas, and like we just all have like upcoming places to be, and it's one of those. It is the worst. Okay, this is so dramatic of me. First world problems, but it's such an internal conflict of do I go on this trip with a spray tan and not tan naturally? Because when I have a spray tan, like nothing happens after. Like it just comes off and I'm pale again.
Yeah,
like, I don't even if I'm in the sun, I don't feel like I get any.
You know
color?
What I think that is? Not only, like, do I think that the spray tan kind of protects your skin in a way, I think that the spray tan just ends up being darker regardless of the sun that you get. So then it's like, I'm still not as dark as I was when I first got my spray tan.
Right, that's true. Maybe it just happens so subtly. But no, but we're in that, like, it's like the conflict of, do I get a spray tan and, like, look good in my photos and, like... I mean, not that you won't look good if you're fairer, but you know what I mean. It's like, I love looking like fire flames first day of the trip.
Yeah.
Spray tan fresh, bikini on, like that, or going without anything, like raw dogging it, getting potentially terrible bad tan lines, but overall then you get the color and then you eventually tan. Like, which one do you do?
I think spray tan's always the better option.
I know, but then I don't feel like I need to start my tanning process so by August I look how I want to look.
Just get the spray tan and then like...
And I get past, like, because the thing is like the sunburn phase. Yeah. Like for me, I put on SPF like every day of my life. Like mm-hmm. I always have SPF at least on my face. And when I'm out like on the boat or whatever, like I'm always having SPF on. I still get burnt. Like I still get burnt like the first couple times, even if I'm like fully wearing SPF 70. Mm-hmm. So it just sucks getting through the gate, you know?
Yeah, that's fair.
But when I'm tan, oh my God.
I feel like people with very fair skin, like, I feel like you go through the burn phase first.
Yep.
And then from there, you get really tan.
Yeah. Yep.
The initial burn.
I have the fair skin. Yes. But I'm just such a better person when I'm tan. I'm nicer.
I feel so much better about myself.
I'm funnier. I wear more daring outfits. Like, I'm just a better person.
When did that start? Like, when did the obsession with being tan? Because, like, our parents, I feel like, were also obsessed with being tan. I mean, my mom was, like, in a tanning bed nonstop.
No, Whoever invented the concept of going and sitting on a beach and not doing anything is my favorite person.
Your hero.
Literally my hero.
Yeah, who did that?
I don't know.
Yeah, but I did do a tanning bed for a bit.
Oh,
same.
But it's funny because my mom didn't discourage it. Like, it was back in high school, right before prom. I did some tanning.
I literally like used my fake ID to go to the tanning bed because you had to be, I think, 16.
Or parents' consent. Like, yeah. It's like getting a tattoo.
Yeah. And my parents were certainly not consenting on that. So luckily I had a fake ID and I literally used it for the tanning bed. Or so I did that at one place and then I got too scared because word got around of the places. It literally was like the liquor stores that was like, oh, you can get away with using your fake gear. Like one person I knew used a fake ID at this tanning bed. So then I knew that I could do that. And then this other place in town that was just like stricter, I guess, I made my sister sign up for it. And then I just lied and said that I was her.
Wow.
You're so bad.
I know. Bad to the bone, Cole. Yep. Bad to the bone.
Well, guys.
All for a tan.
I think that's all we have time for today.
Oh.
We've been chit-chatting.
Yeah. Adam's father time. He always watches the clock and tells us how long we've been talking.
I am father time. Because
if it were up to us, we would just talk
all day. We would chat all day. We would never go to work.
Yeah.
This would be our job for the rest of the day.
Fine by me.
Well, any other final notes for the class, girls?
No.
Well, next week,
have
you'll just be with...
a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, I think I've said everything I want to say.
Yeah, the class will just be with Katie and Colby next week.
Oh, yes.
Send any requests.
Yeah, if you guys want Colby and I to do anything...
crazy.
Do like a straight up advice segment or do your crazy thing again. Go find Colby and Mance at American Bar again.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, right. We did
that. Was really fun.
Oh, my God. OG listeners know we did an episode where we were out in the wild, like recording, voice recording.
You did like the voice memos. That was so fun.
Oh, that was fun. All right, we'll have to see what we can
get. You have to practice your approach strategy. I'm down for that.
Oh, for... me.
Yeah.
I see.
I'll be in Mexico.
Hey, yeah.
I'm rusty.
Well, I look forward to seeing what you
guys you don't have to do anything. You just have to be like, are you single? My friend over there is single.
I see. Okay.
Bye.
You're wingwoman.
Wingwoman of the year.
I believe in you.
All right.
And with that,
thanks,
been
guys.
Fun.
Thanks for listening to us.
Love ya. See ya.
Bye.